Produce department workers joke in Spanish at the El Rey supermarket on the east side of Milwaukee's Cesar Chavez Drive. The store is one of the most popular shopping sites on Milwaukee's largely Latino near south side. El Rey also has a small cafe where State Representative Jocasta Zamarripa speaks Spanish to order a meal.
Yo quiero este, la carne asada.
Platillo.
Zamarripa says El Rey has been a great place to meet constituents during the nearly 2 years the Democrat has represented the 8th Assembly District in the legislature. But under the Republican-backed redistricting plan passed last year, the supermarket and many Latino-owned businesses in the neighborhoods west of Chavez Drive have been shifted into the 9th Assembly seat held by a Caucasian, Democrat Josh Zepnik. To Representative Zamarripa, the first Hispanic woman in the legislature, and only the second Latino to serve, the remap seems wrong.
This street represents decades of advocacy of leaders whose shoulders I stand on to get the street named Cesar Chavez Drive. And to now slice it in half and take it, for the most part, out of my district, which is the 8th, no matter what they do, continues to be the largest Latino population in the state.
Zamarripa argues that keeping El Rey and all of Chavez Drive in her district would make it better connected with the Hispanic neighborhoods Zamarripa retains a few blocks to the east. The state representative isn't the only one who feels this way. In the small but newly remodeled El Farol Puerto Rican restaurant two blocks east of Chavez Drive, dance music blares from an audio speaker. Neighborhood resident Carmen Cabrera sits in a booth and says she shops a lot on Chavez Drive, which is also known as South 16th Street.
Of course, that's in the heart of the community. I always go to El Rey, that's near and dear to me. And, you know, we're grown, you know, we go beyond west of, you know, 16th Street. I would feel that, yes, it needs to be incorporated in this new plan, and it hasn't.
Cabrera says it may be harder to reelect Jocasta Zamarripa since Republicans have taken away Latino voters west of Chavez Drive and added more white and conservative neighborhoods into the 8th Assembly District. Supporters of the new map say nothing about targeting Zamarripa. They say the new 9th Assembly District would have enough voting-age Latinos to maybe elect a Latino representative within a decade, making for two Hispanic seats in the legislature. But Carmen Cabrera says many of the people who drew the new map don't live in the area.
And I take offense to that, because I do.
Last summer, former Walker administration cabinet member Manny Perez testified at a hearing in Madison in favor of the GOP-drawn map. Perez said he represented Hispanic Republicans and brushed away Zamarripa's concerns about lack of bipartisanship in the redistricting.
To me, the issue of reducing poverty really is not blue or is not red. The issue of poverty and reducing poverty, which is our challenge through economic development, better jobs, better paying jobs for individuals, really has one face, and the face is hunger, despair, and lack of opportunity.
Perez didn't say how changing the legislative districts would create jobs. It's possible the federal judges ruling on the redistricting issue could say the Latino representation topic is a fatal flaw in the Republican plan and ask for a major do-over that could affect many Wisconsin legislative districts. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.